stuff that we're talking to recruits and their parents about, it's not hypothetical. I've done it at the NBA level, like where these guys are trying to get to. Like, I've been there. I've lived that life. And I've brought a lot of people here on our staff who have also lived that life. We talk about a strength and conditioning program. It's not hypothetical. We talk about a nutrition plan for someone to, you know, grow their body. It's not hypothetical. Player development on the court, you know, got multiple guys who were G League head coaches. Again, it's not hypothetical. It's something that we take very serious. And so I think the combination of all that has allowed us to, you know, get some things done to this point.
Things from Pro Bowl. Welcome to BYU Sports Nation on an historic, monumental day for BYU athletics, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. I am Spencer Linton alongside Jeremy Jones.
Let's go!
Happy Tuesday, December 10th. The happiest of December 10ths in BYU athletics history, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. What?
If you have not been paying attention and have been hidden under a rock somewhere, let's go ahead and get you updated on what went down this morning on ESPN's First Take specifically. I'm sure that many of you were glued to social media as well.
I really enjoyed the Bill Belichick North Carolina conversation. Oh, hurry. Let's go.
Holy cow. There's some news for BYU athletics. Notably, the number one basketball recruit in the entire country chose BYU on ESPN's First Take, repping BYU gear, saying that he is headed to BYU. Of note, we cannot mention his name on this program specifically because we have to fall within compliance issues.
He's got to sign his name.
Then we can say it.
We'll talk around it.
But we can discuss the number one basketball recruit in America. And right now, unnamed superstar on this program. We will be joined by Adam Finkelstein and Travis Branham, who cover all of this for 24/7 Sports in the basketball recruiting arena, two of the most respected names in their own little paradigms. But first, it's time to rise and shout, as if you haven't already. Let's get to what's trending.
This Kevin Young era is moving fast and furious.
It's as deep with aggregate talent as I think BYU's ever been.
It's just the understanding of how to build a basketball roster in college basketball in 2024-2025.
Wow! That pretty much sums it up in one word for one recruit and the number one ranked recruit in the United States of America. BYU beats out Kansas, North Carolina, and Alabama, among others, Jerem. So just
Bama gets dunked on for the second time this week.
Fantastic. Surface level. What does this mean for BYU basketball and BYU athletics?
I mean, obviously, like, going to the Elite Eight and the Sweet 16 are some of the biggest moments in BYU history. But this is right up there. BYU is landing a generational talent. Generational. This guy's being compared to LeBron James out of high school, Tracy McGrady, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. 6'9", jumbo wing, 7-foot wingspan, 200 pounds, long, athletic, rangy, small forward from Brockton, Massachusetts. By the way, randomly, my sister lived in Brockton, visited Brockton before. Half the ward there is Haitian, which is a cool vibe. Took his visit to BYU on October 11th, cited that he loves the development aspect of BYU. And you heard from Kevin Young off the top. It's not philosophical that BYU is an NBA-like program. The head coach and many of his coaching staff have experience either in the NBA or the G League. The nutritionist, the strength and conditioning, and the mental strength person and the video person all have NBA experience.
Jeremy, it's NBA boot camp.
Yes, it
is. You were joking about Bill Belichick talking about what he would do with the college program.
He wishes he could put his staff together like BYU basketball has.
BYU basketball is doing that model right now.
Yes, they are. He picked his final four, Alabama, North Carolina, Kansas, as you mentioned, BYU. One and done, top projected picks for next year's draft. I've seen multiple projections where if he was in college this year, he would also be the number one pick. Highest rated player in the modern era of recruiting rankings. He's not a .999, he's a 1,000. He's like the perfect player, if you will.
He's a creative player.
He is unbelievable. BYU's got a chance to win it all next year because they have the best player in the country, you'd think. So it's pretty exciting. Everyone is reacting to this. I love the photoshops of him in the jersey already. This is great. Again, we can't say his name. We'll talk around it. But you see who it is. You know who it is. This is unbelievable news. We felt like BYU had a great chance of getting him, Spence. Our conversations with BYU staffers, coaches, was very positive. One person told me yesterday, I said, hey, how are you feeling? He said, we felt great since July when the conversation mostly heated up. He's been on campus multiple times, saw him in the press box with Fred Warner and Puka Nacua at the Arizona game. This is so exciting for BYU. If you thought Yegor Demon and Cannon Catchings was exciting, it continues to build off that. And it adds to Xavion Staton, who's a top 31 guy in 24/7 sports.
Chamberlain Burgess.
Going up to number 11 in next year's recruiting rankings, by the way.
Wow.
Number 11.
When have they been up there? Never.
Never.
I can hear the great Bill Walton, rest in peace. Mm-hmm. Has there ever been a greater recruiting class? No, there hasn't, Bill.
It's amazing.
Not at BYU.
It's amazing.
And it's hard not for my mind to think about, okay, when AJ gets to BYU, what will Kevin Young's roster look like around him as complementary pieces? Is this enough to maybe keep a guy like Cannon Catchings for one more year to run it back?
If he's good enough, he'll bounce, I would think. But we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know that Yegor Demian is going to probably go. It would be shocking if he did.
The hope is he is, that he's that good.
So I know that there are some BYU fans out there like, oh, what if BYU can convince everybody? Let's not get ahead of ourselves, okay? But maybe a guy like Cannon, who is a guy who's projected late first round, early second round, maybe this is news enough to think, okay, maybe let's run it back and do something special at BYU.
Everything's year to year with these rosters. People can transfer, whatever. The hope is, I mean, you're going to lose a handful of seniors, right? You're going to lose Foos and Mewit Mag and Trevin Nill, and then we'll see who wants to transfer, go to the NBA or whatever. The hope is that you're producing one and dones. That's part of the reason that player is coming on the program.
I didn't hear anything.
I didn't say anything. Adam Jackson, is that a guy that's coming? He's coming to BYU because of the development, because of the opportunity to use this staff and what they do well. Kevin Young's lived that life, as he said. This player cited Kevin Durant as his favorite player on First Take. Oh, Who coached Kevin Durant and has a relationship with Kevin Durant.
That happens to work out, yeah.
That is Kevin Young. The combination, and we talked about this when BYU got Yegor Demon, the combination of the right coach and staff and competitive NIL are here. You can't have just one and expect to get a guy like BYU just landed. You have to have both. And even then, you don't get everybody in the world. It has to be the right fit. Mm. I do think it helps that this player is in Southern Utah
There's proximity.
Yes, I think that has helped. If he's thinking all the way from East Coast to here and doesn't have kind of that proximity, I think it really helps here. But congratulations to this staff, the administration, the buy-in at all levels from Salt Lake to Provo, and the donors that are contributing here to make this happen as well. All of this has come together. I did jokingly think about my kids who grow up in a world where BYU football goes 10-2 in the Big 12 and they get lottery picks in basketball now. Like, this is the golden era of the Cougars in the next phase of what athletics will be. The 80s were unbelievable. We hope it's the 80s part two, now in the 2020s.
Speaking of the 80s, you got to look back to the late 80s for the last time BYU picked up a recruit that's even in the realm of this today, and that was Sean Bradley. And this is before the modern recruiting rankings were out and all of the services and websites, certainly. It was Sean Bradley. He was the greatest commit in BYU basketball history, and he, too, in a roundabout way, was a one and done. Played one, went on a two-year mission, then came back and was the number two pick in the NBA draft.
Yeah.
BYU's never had a player like this. Sean Bradley's different because he was a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and
he was in
central Utah in the shadows of sorts of BYU. This is a different beast. I know you just brought up the proximity for said player being in Hurricane, Utah, playing for an elite-level high school team and club team, but it's different because he's not a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and had his choice of any elite level program in the entire country.
BYU didn't beat out just those three. They literally beat out every school.
Every single blue blood program in the country, BYU wins this recruiting battle. It sets a standard. Now BYU staff can point to this and Yegor Demian and Cannon Catchings and Xavion Staton and say, look, we got a thing going here. We have a trend. You want to find out what Provo is all about and this NBA boot camp. I love what this will not just mean in the moment to get the number one player, but how this will have a ripple effect and waves into BYU's recruiting future.
What isn't possible now?
Exactly.
Like, I didn't think a year ago, 7 months ago, that this was even a reality. Thank you, Jack Golke. Jack Golke of Oakland takes down Kentucky, and then the dominoes fall. And it's kind of worked out for everybody, has it not?
Yes.
And BYU's been elevated in a way that...
We're in a world where Mark Pope is succeeding at Kentucky right now.
I'm happy for him.
And BYU got Kevin Young, and both parties win. Win-win!
It's great.
And not a win-lose, yes. As Michael Scott once worried about.
Yes. This is some of the biggest news in BYU sports history that has happened today. This is unbelievable. Cannot wait for this kid to get on campus next year. It's wild. It feels like basketball just started, but it's like for next season.
Yes.
But it's wild because we're talking about hopefully Yegor Deming is a top 5, top 10 pick in the NBA draft. And then hopefully this guy is the number one pick. Number one. He talked about winning a natty, by the way.
On first take.
The confidence he has in this staff and this school to be competitive in the NCAA tournament is notable. Because let's be honest, BYU's not banging out Sweet 16s every year. They've been to 2 all time. He wants to help take it to the next level. This team this year wants to take it to the next level. So I'm excited because you've got to have the right staff and the right NIL. You also need to win. Obviously, BYU had a good year last year in the Big 12 and showed they're not just going to be pushed over. This team's got to play well, and then you attract recruits to where, oh, I can get all 3 of those things that I want. He said the words natty. Like, hopefully BYU is obviously pushing in the NCAA tournament, making a great run with hopefully the best player in the country. You talk about the attention that BYU will get, by the way, especially next year, on certain games that BYU, 1, schedules, and 2, they go out and try and get, and who wants to be...
No, BYU will be appointment
this
viewing.
This guy on TV
BYU
constantly.
Will be appointment viewing.
Yes.
Many college basketball fans.
Did we think he could get better than Yegor? Like, this is the next level. It literally cannot get better than this. This is the top of the mountain when you're getting this kind of guy, this kind of interest, this kind of potential. It cannot be better than this. This is the greatest recruiting moment in BYU sports history.
BYU didn't get Chris Burgess when he was a player. It's rare that BYU's even in the conversation for a player like this to be in the top 5. BYU didn't get Jabari
Frank
Parker.
Jackson,
they didn't get Frank.
All 3 to Duke, right?
But they got the number one recruit today. They did it today. And all, my point is, it's rare to even be considered by one of these recruits, let alone picked.
NIL changes this. Because I don't know that Kevin Young is attracted to a team like BYU, if it's 1, not in the Big 12, and 2, doesn't have competitive NIL. I think this new era has ushered in the opportunity for BYU to be in the mix with recruits they never have been. I had one prior assistant coach tell me, oh, we could get the best player in the country now. It's not like it was before when NIL started. And I said, what? Now we understand it. But at the time, I was like, tell me more. He's like, no, if we had a budget of X, we could get a roster that could be Final Four-ish good. Or it, like, there's certain numbers attached with that. Obviously, the donors and NIL ponied up an amount that was suitable of a player combined with the coaching staff, combined with winning. You cannot just have one thing. Yeah. You didn't just go buy said player. They had to have the right staff and the belief in said staff. But again, you have to have multiple things here to offer.
You have to have the complete package. No doubt about it. But I will say this. I know firsthand that he could have chosen several other programs that would have given him more money, that would have paid him more money.
It's not just the
idea out there that BYU just outbid everyone is erroneous. Like, I have it on good account that he could have gone to a number of programs and gotten more money. It was not about that, Jeremy. It was about what you talked about. It is the complete package.
Yes.
He believes, as do all of the recruits, if you look at what came in with Yegor Deming and Cannon Catchings and Xavion Staten and Mihailo Boskovic and Kaba Keita and all these guys, Jerem, all of them talk about specifically, I believe in Kevin Young to make me a better basketball player and give me the best chance to reach the peak of my hopeful pro talent. That is the common denominator here. This staff, this coach, it's not just about money. So I'm glad that we're talking about
but
that.
But you need it.
It's part of the deal.
Yes.
But Kevin Young is the secret sauce and
yes,
the staff.
100%.
They're the reason that these guys are choosing BYU because they believe in him and they trust him.
And it feels like those who are donating significant NIL believe in him too.
That like, is part of it.
It's everyone is, right? And the buy-in's amazing, and now you got to win because you're getting the guys, and now you got to continue to win.
Holy cow. Is this real?
I thought I'd wake up and this was going to happen, but I still can't believe it. Does that make sense? Like, I had great confidence based on the confidence of the staff, but this is awesome, man. We're all so happy. This is great.
Our good friend Matt Brown from Extra Points had a fantastic post this morning. He said, I live in a world where BYU's starting quarterback is Jewish and their basketball team's getting the number one ranked recruit in America. What is happening?
It's awesome. It's a different era of BYU athletics.
It's a place
it's
for
amazing.
Everyone
yes.
at BYU.
Yes.
It's a place for everyone at BYU. Outstanding stuff. Our question of the day, what was your reaction? Straight up to the number one player in the country announcing his commitment to play for Kevin Young and BYU basketball. At the Greg Ladon on X answers, Kevin Young is amazing. BYU is a basketball powerhouse program in the making. I said a few months ago, why can't BYU be Gonzaga with Kevin Young? Jerem.
I think we're aiming higher.
They're there.
In terms of the type of players you're getting.
Recruits.
Obviously.
NBA picks.
I would love the on-court success of Gonzaga. They always go to the Sweet 16. They're in the mix for Final Fours. Like, on the court, I think that's a great point. I think BYU's getting better high-end. BYU's best player is higher end than what Gonzaga is getting right now. It's wild.
Which is just insanity.
They need to continue to add, like, the Zags, and you have, like, five dudes, right?
Yeah.
BYU is looking at back-to-back lottery picks now.
Mark Few.
What?
Mark Few happens to be a great basketball coach as well, and his staff. But we believe that Kevin Young and his staff are pretty elite, too.
The Big 12 is a huge draw there. Obviously, BYU's investment in athletics overall is fantastic. Amazing.
At M4GBid on X answers, Provo.
Yeah. That's what
it is. Welcome to Provo.
Where are them shirts at, by the way? We need to be wearing
them. We need them. Hashtag BYUSN on X, Facebook, and Instagram.
You know what else is interesting?
Yeah.
Everything associated with basketball this week.
Uh-huh.
This program, BYU men's basketball, taking on Fresno State tomorrow. Pregame coming up at 8 Eastern on BYU TV and BYU Radio. Not to mention the coach show coming up Thursday night as well. Check it out tomorrow night. Bulldogs and Cougars.
After the break, let's keep this conversation rolling, shall we? Specifically on the recruiting front with Adam Finkelstein of 24/7 Sports. He's an insider. He'll give us his thoughts on why BYU got this guy. This is BYU Sports Nation.
Like this place, the best place in college basketball to prepare young men to play in the NBA. And I think with my background, I think we're going to be able to get that done.
So I'm excited to watch it. I don't think I ever imagined that it would be like it is now.
Well, imagine it, Dave Rose and many others, because the number one recruit in the country is headed to BYU. Shams Charania tweeting this morning, the top-ranked prospect in the 2026 NBA draft class has committed to Brigham Young University. He announces on ESPN's First Take, landmark day for the BYU Cougars.
The new Woj for ESPN, Shams.
Whew. We continue our live coverage from Studio B on your day-to-day BYU Sports play-by-play. I am Spencer Linton alongside Jerem Jordan. Let's welcome in from 24/7 Sports and the College Basketball Director of Scouting for the site. He is Adam Finkelstein. Adam, welcome to BYU Sports Nation on a day that is unlike any other in BYU basketball history. Just statement off the top, what was your reaction to BYU landing the number one recruit in the entire country and him making it official?
You know, I think we've kind of suspected and reported that this is the way it's been trending ever since July. And as I just shared kind of off camera, I thought that the sooner this happened, the better it meant for BYU. You know, the longer it dragged out, potentially the more chance other people could get in. But obviously this signifies a new era in college basketball recruiting, and certainly a new era in BYU recruiting. But it's also not lost upon me that this is the third record-setting commit that BYU has gotten since Kevin Young took over. I made that point earlier today on CBS. You know, first Yegor becomes the highest ranked prospect to ever commit to BYU. Then Xavion becomes the highest ranked domestic prospect to ever commit to BYU. He would have been the highest ever if not for Yegor. And now it's the first time the number one prospect in the country commits to BYU. So it's three different times now in the last 6 or 7 months that it's just a record setting commitment. And that's a credit to Kevin Young and just everything pointed in the same direction, because in this day and age of recruiting, there's multiple variables that need to be aligned in order to be recruited at the very highest level.
And all these boxes were checked for this particular player. Give us a sense of his skill set and how good he could be.
Yeah, I mean, he could be great. I mean, he already is relative to players at this stage. I mean, he's 6'9" with a 7-foot wingspan. He's got a rare type of, you know, athletic is such a wide ranging word. What I would tell you is that he's got an elasticity about the way he moves that is really rare for a player his size. His ability to cover the court is just exemplary. There is no more polished shot creator in the high school game. His ability to get to his own spot and rise up for his pull-ups. Listen, those open transition dunks, those are spectacular. But it's not that that differentiates him. Most of the top guys in the country can make those types of highlights given a runway. What really differentiates AJ is that in a half-court game, when the opposing defense is set like it's going to be in college, this is a guy who understands how to get to his spots and create his own shot. And that's what makes him, in addition to all those other things, the physical markers and a significant defensive upside as well in the court coverage, that's what makes him the best prospect in high school basketball.
Adam Finkelstein of 24/7 Sports is on BYU Sports Nation. As you look at the staff, and this staff under Kevin Young has bought into this whole NBA boot camp, welcome to Provo ideal, and it matters now. But Adam, we know what we think of Kevin Young and this staff. From a national standpoint, what is working so well for Kevin, even though he hasn't coached a full season of college basketball yet?
I think it's the ability to, let me say it this way. If you're a college basketball coach in this day and age, you have to be a CEO first and foremost. And I get it. Like, Kevin Young is widely recognized for his basketball, for his ability to be a basketball tactician, given the NBA pedigree, given the player development pedigree and all that he's brought into BYU. But what he's shown is that he's got that CEO quality about him too. You don't get a player like this, and quite frankly, the players who came before it, without a robust NIL situation behind you. And you don't get a robust NIL situation behind you unless there is belief in the head coach. So even the NIL situation in and of itself is a credit to the belief in Kevin Young. Obviously, his pedigree on the court, all of that speaks for itself. The people he's brought in. I also think the branding that he's, you know, we joke about the Provo, capital P, capital R, capital O, but that's smart branding. And it's branding that has resonated with these kids. And so, it like a good offensive system, everything lines up. You know, his cuts are fitting into his actions, and here his recruiting tactics are flowing with his staff. And so everything has been really well thought out, really executed. And that's what I mean. All the variables are lining up. So I think there's profound respect for what he's done, because he's been able to come in and not only make a splash, but let's be honest. I mean, he's done what many people would have thought to be unthinkable until very recently.
Who knew the mountain man and trapper ETN Provost, which is the name for Provo, would summon such a name as BYU is now using? Give us the player comp that you see that people will kind of understand a little better.
So this is kind of cruel because Alabama was I think, the runner-up in this recruitment. But I think there's a lot of Brandon Miller similarities here. He's a more athletic Brandon Miller. He's certainly a better defensive Brandon Miller. There's been a lot of Kevin Durant talk today because that's his favorite player, and Kevin Young coached him in Phoenix. But Kevin Durant's 3 or 4 inches taller than A.J. DeBonta. So I just don't really think that is necessarily a great comp. I think Brandon Miller, someone who was elite in the mid-range area in high school, gradually extended his range out to the point where he got to college, and then it became a more prolific part of his arsenal. Had to learn to put more pressure on the rim like AJ has. Even you see highlights like this, is that kind of pull-up, that's AJ's bread and butter. the plays where he gets all the way to the rim, those are things that he's learning to do, learning to put more pressure on the rim, just like Brandon Miller did. So I actually think he's farther ahead at this same stage than Miller does, but as cruel as it may seem, that is the best comp I've got at the moment.
Adam Finkelstein of 24/7 Sports bringing it on BYU Sports Nation. Okay, let's talk about, from a tangible standpoint, in wins and losses or otherwise, what kind of difference you believe a player like this and of this caliber can make for BYU, given that he is a one and done.
Yeah, he's for sure a one and done. Like, it almost regardless of what happens next year, I can't foresee a world where he would consider coming back, regardless of where he chose, for more than 1 year. I'll say this before we even talk about the wins and losses. I think one of the most tangible, even in my mind, impacts on the program is just going to be the spotlight that it's going to bring. When AJ arrives in college basketball next year, he's going to be considered the front runner to be the first pick in the 2026 NBA draft. With that comes huge attention. With that will come nationally televised games. It will come national media. There will be a spotlight on BYU basketball that we've seen intensify in recent years. And it's only going to grow next year. There is going to be a level of national attention on this program next year like never before. That is my belief. In terms of wins and losses, I think it's going to be a different kind of fit, because, you know, Yegor comes in and he makes everybody around him better. He's a terrific passer. AJ's a scorer, and AJ's going to need to be in a situation where he can create his own offense. Things are going to have to be in place around him in terms of floor spacing, in terms of decision makers, in terms of veteran experience to put him at his best. But he is a scorer who's capable of coming in and playing a signature role on that end of the floor from day one. So it's going to be a very different fit in terms of how they incorporate their five-star recruit. And I'm also very interested to see if Kanan is back. You know, he's playing well enough right now that he is on NBA radars. But if you have AJ alongside Catchings on that front line, Woo! Now all of a sudden there's a collective athleticism and length and court coverage that could be really special. So I think that's a pretty significant domino that we'll see how that plays out. But it could make for very interesting scenarios.
Two other signees in the class. Chamberlain Burgess is going to go on a mission, a four-star kid here locally. And then Xavion Staton out of Las Vegas, the center who's top 30 in 24/7 Sports rankings. What is he going to bring to the table?
Elite lob threat, elite rim protector, one of the very best shot blockers in the entire class. The rest of his offense is kind of a work in progress, and his body is a bit of a work in progress, but he's a really charismatic kid. He's a seven-footer who rim runs, who's got enough mobility that he should have some defensive versatility relative to seven-footers. But, you know, he's going to be able to guard ball screens in a couple different ways. And again, you're talking about one of the very best shot blockers in the entire class, somebody who's going to be able to do that from day one. And given all that we have seen and heard about, you know, that strength and conditioning program is one of the four pillars, if you will, of that Provo model. It's going to be a test to see how quick they can put muscle on him when he arrives for the summer session. You know, can they put 20 pounds on him? I know that sounds like a lot, but there's plenty of programs in college basketball that do that. You put 20 pounds of muscle on Xavion Staton between when he arrives in the summer and when they first tip off next season, and he's a different player. And he's also a player that has a clear niche in you know, kind of modern basketball. He gives you a lob threat. He gives you a shot blocker and someone who can guard pick and roll in a couple different ways, a rim runner. And those are all things that translate not just to BYU, but potentially to levels beyond as well.
Adam, I was just talking about the impact that this decision from one player could have on the future of BYU's recruiting under Kevin Young. And maybe I'm being a little bit dramatic in that, but I feel like it will have a significant ripple. How do you see this decision today impacting who else might decide to choose BYU in the near future?
So there's a couple, like, let's allow me to be very pragmatic about it. I talked about the kind of the spotlight, if you will. And recruits are going to be watching how this goes too. And this is not a scenario without a level of pressure to it, because AJ comes in with the expectation that he's the number one pick in the draft. If somehow that goes wrong, And that's not unprecedented. Certainly that's happened to plenty of players, plenty of programs. If he ends up being the seventh pick in the draft, what does that do to the perception? The amount of attention and managing those expectations, that is the challenge now. So the initial challenge was to do what had never been done before and get the number one prospect in the country. Check that one off. That's done. Although I would say, like, when you're talking about a player like this, you've got to continue to recruit him until he gets on your campus. Now the challenge, and it's no less daunting, is to manage all the expectations that comes with having a prospect like AJ arrive. And how you handle that part in the process, that's going to go a long way towards determining how you're able to recruit at this next level. Because when you get guys like this each and every year, the next wave of players is always paying attention. There are certain programs in college basketball right now that are known for producing pros. There are other ones that if you talk to recruits and they're being totally honest, they might not say it on camera, but they'll say, hey, there's top 20 kids who go to these schools and their NBA stock isn't as high a year later. Recruits pay attention to those sorts of narratives. So they've crossed a unprecedented hurdle by getting this commitment, but the work is not done. And there's going to be, with the spotlight comes a lot of pressure and just a lot of dynamics to be able to manage in the coming year. So, but these are all good problems to have, clearly.
Yes, they are.
Adam, we love the insight and certainly the pragmatic thought process that you bring to the show. How do BYU fans and college basketball fans, for that matter, find more of your work?
You can find me on 247sports.com, CBS Sports online, or the 247 Sports channel or CBS Sports HQ.
Awesome. Adam, we appreciate the time.
Thanks,
Talk again
Adam.
Soon.
Thanks, guys.
Adam Finkelstein of 247 Sports, the college basketball director of scouting, breaking down BYU's number one recruit. Oh, absolutely.
I've not been on that website more than this year with all the recruiting news.
Understandably.
I'm constantly going there. Okay, BYU basketball with Kevin Young just got way more interesting. It was already interesting. 8:30 Eastern on the BYU TV app coming up Thursday night. I wonder what they're going to talk about.
So, Coach, how's your week?
How was the Fresno State game?
More reaction on the way to the number one player in the country committing to BYU this morning. And we do have a surprising entry into the transfer portal. Which sport and who is it? This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation. What a day, Joe.
AJ Devonta signs with BYU. We can say his name now. It happened.
We can say it. You probably want to follow us on the social media accounts if you don't already, because it's a great time to be a BYU fan.
AJ Devonta. Still getting word on whether it's Debanza, Debonta.
Yeah, we've heard
exactly.
Both.
All we know is he signed with BYU, and we can talk about it.
Let's get to today's headlines. I think I know what
BYU
headline number one is.
Gets a signee, the number one rated high school player in these United States of America, AJ Devonta. Gonna dunk on your head. Projected
America.
Number one pick in the NBA draft in 2026. The Cougars beat out Bama, North Carolina, Kansas in his top four. He'll join the Cougars next season. The hype could not be higher. He's a 1,000 rating on 247 Sports. Some say if he was in this draft, he'd be the number one pick over Cooper Fleck. I mean, this is the greatest recruiting news in the history of BYU.
Yep. Jim, listen, this is an early Christmas present for every BYU fan.
Oh, Merry Christmas, everybody.
It's an early birthday present for me.
For you, which is tomorrow.
Good grief.
Your birthday's tomorrow.
Holy shit.
Turning 24?
How did you know?
Amazing.
How did you know? Oh, boy. Yesterday, BYU football head coaches and players spoke to the media and discussed specifically the opportunity to play in the Alamo Bowl. Oh yeah, that's happening too. Understandably, it's been relegated today given the basketball news, but we're still gonna bring it up. Kalani Sitake addressed the opportunity to play against a Big 12 conference member, specifically in Colorado, in San Antonio.
I know that we're in the same conference, but we haven't played each other yet. So this is gonna be, I think we play them next year too. So this will be kind of a fun game, you know, going into this. And there's a lot of guys on that team that are going to play the next level, and we have some guys that are going to play the next level too. And it'd be kind of cool to end their careers playing each other and then seeing each other maybe as teammates, you know, in the next level.
December 28th, the Alamo Dome in San Antonio, Colorado, not Rado, Rado, is a 3-point favorite over the Cougars.
BYU safety Crew Wakely has entered the transfer portal. He had 44 tackles, 2 picks, 1 sack this year, started 16 games as safety the past 2 seasons for BYU. Bit of a surprise on that one.
Yep.
BYU defensive lineman Dallin Hevea, wide receiver Tyler West also announced that they are entering the transfer portal.
I love Crew and what he means to BYU football, what he's done,
yeah,
how he's risen in the ranks.
His best play ever, the interception against Baylor that sealed the win.
I will continue to hold out hope that maybe he returns until he doesn't. We'll see. Feels like he's gone, but Crew's awesome.
Yeah. You do have Lauren Gustin and Cody Epps as returners from the portal that give you some semblance of
for sure. Yeah. Ryan Rico, our guy, Cincinnati Bengals, punted 3 times for an average of 41 yards in a Bengals 27-20 win over the Cowboys. It's only 41 yards because he got one of them blocked.
Which is actually the play of the game.
Which the Dallas Cowboys decided to try and pick up off after the block punt, and then the Bengals got it back and won the game.
Cowboys gonna Cowboys.
Oh, well done. Rico, player of the game.
For getting a block. That Cowboy guy was the player of the game.
Bengals win 27-20 over the Cowboys.
Did you watch the Simpsons cast?
I did.
It was fun.
Don't!
ESPN's Jonathan Givony, Jeremy Woos, released an updated top 100 big board for the NBA draft in 2025. Yegor Demon, number 7. Cannon Catchings, number 28. Demon Catchings in BYU return to action tomorrow night against Fresno State. Pre-game at 8 Eastern on BYU TV and BYU Radio.
BYU women's basketball back in the Marriott Center tonight, hosting Utah Valley. The cross-county collision. BYU has won all 11 previous meetings in women's basketball. You can watch on ESPN+. Listen on BYU Radio beginning at 9 Eastern.
Men and women's indoor track and field will host BYU's December Invitational beginning today through Thursday at the Smith Fieldhouse.
And congrats to BYU Director of Football Athletic Training, Brett Mortensen, named Utah's College Athletic Trainer of the Year by the Utah Athletic Trainers Association. Brett's a great guy.
Hey, we hang with Brett.
Has been
Brett
at BYU
sometimes.
Forever.
Yeah, we like Brett.
Players love him for good reason.
Good dude.
Very nice honor. By the way, where did Krusty the Clown in that Simpsons broadcast say he went to school?
They said he went to ASU.
He said the clown, University of the Clowns?
I think he said cactus use.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that what he said?
Let's keep it rolling on BYU Sports Nation. Travis Branham also covers recruiting in the college basketball world for 24/7 Sports, along with Adam Finkelstein. Travis is going to join us next to discuss A.J. DeBanza. This is BYUSN. Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation, live from Studio B, as you look at a post from at Tipton Edits. Once again, if you're just joining the program, 5-star A.J. DeBanza, the number 1 overall recruit in the country, has committed to BYU, source tells at On3 Recruits. We
and
learned
since then signed.
From Joe that A.J. actually signed during the early signing period in November.
Yeah, multiple reports. Jeff Barzello and our next guest will tell us more about that.
Wow.
That actually happened a couple weeks ago. Just didn't leak.
Joining us now, as advertised, from 24/7 Sports, college basketball analyst Travis Branham. Travis, welcome to BYUSN on an historic day for BYU basketball. What do you think, straight up, of A.J. DeBanza's decision to choose Kevin Young and BYU over so many other blue blood programs?
There's no underestimating just how significant of a pickup this is for Kevin Young and this BYU program. It also marks just a significant day and just how much this college basketball recruiting landscape has changed over the last 4 years. You go back 5 years ago, and you're not going to be seeing this transcendent type player committing to a school like BYU. But in this new NIL era, as BYU is proving, anything is now possible. And so when Kevin Young was hired at BYU and AJ actually made the move to Utah Prep, they immediately became the leader in this recruitment. And throughout, they were able to sustain strong pushes from both Alabama and North Carolina in particular to solidify this recruitment. And he is, you can't underestimate just how special of a player this is. 6'9" wing that can really score from all three levels. And a guy that in time, I think, can be a really potent playmaker and defender. He just has to keep buying into the defensive end of the floor. I got to watch him this weekend as he took on Darren Peterson, who is signed with Kansas. And in any other recruiting class, Darren Peterson would be the number one recruit. But when you're going against a guy like AJ, AJ is just such a special and transcendent player that he's just not going to be able to beat him out for that number one spot. And so AJ this weekend really showed the full arsenal and just how multi-dimensional he is out on the court with that playmaking, with the scoring, and with the defense. So BYU is going to have a lot of fun watching this kid next season.
Can't wait, man. Travis, tell us a little bit about the fact that we're seeing reports and just talked about he actually signed on November 15th, just waited until today to announce it.
Yeah, this is definitely, it was an interesting development to say the least. The sources confirmed that to me, that he did indeed sign during the early signing period. And it's not the first time that we have actually seen this recruiting cycle. And I think this is going to be a thing that we continue to see in this new NIL era, where these kids that are planning to late until the late signing period actually get scooped up during the early signing period, as these schools want to solidify their recruiting classes before the transfer portal ever opens. So maybe they start swinging these NIL deals even more during that early signing period to make sure that these guys are locked up and secured for the months ahead. And so again, AJ has signed. And the other one who comes to mind that has already done this was Sean Abayev, who committed to Cincinnati. He signed during the early signing period, but waited about a week or two before announcing.
What kind of difference do you expect AJ to make on the court when he's actually in a BYU uniform playing for Kevin Young?
I mean, he's going to be the focal point of everything that they do. And he's a guy that you have to make sure he touches the ball every single time down the court. He is absolutely, no question about it, going to be leading this team in scoring, going to be a guy that you could see go out and average 18, 19 a game. I don't think that's overestimating his ability at all. Again, this kid has continued to evolve. And this is something that speaks to just how special he is. He came in out of middle school. That's where I first got to watch him. And he had so much hype, such a big reputation of just how special he was. And we've seen so many of those types of players just fall into the traps of the media and the fame and so many people catering to their every single need. But he stayed the course and he's continued to get better every single step of the way. And so his scoring package, especially with what I saw this weekend and how he's continued to fill out and get stronger, and his athleticism continues to evolve and improve, where he's going to be able to create any shot at just about any time for BYU next season.
What kind of momentum does BYU have in the recruiting world, given Yegor Demon, Cannon Catchings, AJ DeBonsa, Xavion Staton, and others?
I mean, if I'm another school, if I see BYU get involved in recruitment now, I'm absolutely holding my breath. And the only time you would ever say that historically is when you would see a Kentucky under John Calipari, a Duke under Coach K, and now John Shire, Kansas, like any of those historical powerful blue bloods, they are now kind of in that same mold in terms of with their NIL power. You see them start recruiting one of your recruits and you are sweating. So Kevin Young has obviously proved himself that he can really sell his vision just with his NBA experience, the players he's coached over the years, that he can bring in guys like AJ DeBanser, Yegor Demon to come in, and he's gonna basically continue to mold and evolve them into panning out as not only lottery picks, but in AJ's case, potentially a number one pick.
Travis Branham, college basketball analyst for 24/7 Sports, is on BYU Sports Nation. When you look at name, image, likeness, and obviously big numbers being thrown around on that money front, it's a part of it for sure, Travis. But what I've been told is from AJ's camp, it was more about Kevin and this staff and the ability to develop him as a pro player than it was about the money. What are you hearing in your circles?
I mean, you can't separate the two. I would say this is one of those things where it was a perfect blend of NIL opportunities along with the head coach having such significant NBA experience and what he's already proving himself to be in the college landscape as a coach so far this season at BYU. And I mean, you have a prime example of what he's doing right now with Yegor Demon, a guy who came from Europe that was a very highly touted recruit, no question about it. But many of those international kids, you always think, or you always kind of question and wonder if they're going to need time to just continue to adapt to the American style of play, especially in college basketball. We've seen many of them, no matter how highly touted they were, come over here and struggle at times and usually need more than just 1 year in college basketball to find their footing and then make that real impact that we were expecting out of them. But with what he's done with Yegor and just the impact he's had already and just how fluid and everything that he looks at on the court. I mean, if I'm a guy like AJ DeBanza, I see that, and you're an even bigger believer in what Kevin Young can do for you.
Travis, let's finish with this. What should BYU basketball fans be most excited about when it comes to AJ?
The scoring and the highlights. He's going to not only put up tons of numbers, but he's going to really help you guys impact the win column right away. He is a guy that can lead you to a Final Four with the right pieces around him. So the future, especially for next season, is very bright, because when you have a player like that, the upside of any team that you have is through the roof.
Great stuff. Travis, we appreciate you spending some time with us on a momentous day for BYU basketball and BYU athletics. Take care.
Thanks, Travis.
Appreciate you guys.
Travis Branham. Find him on 24/7 Sports as a college basketball analyst.
Great insight from 24/7 Sports, bringing it today on the show. BYU women's basketball hosts Utah Valley tonight, 9 Eastern time. You can watch that on ESPN+. Listen to it on BYU Radio.
We want to know what your reaction was to the news that the number one recruit in all the land, AJ DeBanza, chose BYU basketball and Kevin Young. So we're going to find out next. Stay with us for more BYUSN.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation, and as BYU men's basketball's X account just posted with a picture of the Marriott Center, this is the number one place to be.
I love this campaign and style that BYU basketball has rolled out this morning. Feels Nike-esque. I love it. Kevin Young, by the way, saying the following on AJ DeBanza. We're so excited to welcome AJ and his family to BYU. We've been able to build a great relationship with him and his family. Can't wait to have them all in BYU blue. They look good, by the way, on First Take when that BYU stuff is dead. AJ is a generational talent. He's a great young man who has a strong appetite to be the best player he can be. His versatile skill set and playmaking will seamlessly fit into our style of play. This is a great day for BYU basketball. Indeed it is.
That's an understatement.
Indeed it is. It's the greatest day in recruiting history in any sport for BYU. It's unbelievable that BYU was able to get AJ DeBanza. And yet it's believable because of what BYU has started to do. This avalanche of recruiting has been incredible. With bringing Richie Saunders and Dallin Hall back, getting Yegor Demon, getting Cannon Catchings, getting Kaba Keita to transfer in. Then you looked at Chamberlain Burgess, and you were like, dude, that's nice after his mission. Xavion Staton, highest-rated recruit in BYU history domestically. And then we've been waiting and hoping and praying that AJ DeBanza would consider and sign with BYU, and he did this morning, within this hour, in fact. Yet, on November 15th, he signed in the late hours of the early signing period, and it has been close to the vest.
Yep.
How about that?
The ability to keep secrets by this staff, also elite.
Very nice.
The majority of the roster, 4 stars or above? I got to look at it now. Holy cow.
It's stinking good, and the future, the current and future of BYU basketball. Could not be more stoked.
Our question of the day, what was your reaction to the number one player in the country, AJ DeBanza, announcing his commitment to BYU at Nathan_Steele on X said, surprisingly this. And we're not done yet.
It's just going. We're getting going. Obviously, that's the top of the mountain for next year's class, but you hope to continue to add and then compete at a really high level that in a space where perhaps BYU's never been.
At JFLloyd314 on X says, still just processing it.
Yeah.
It's going to be a while before it sets in all the way. BYU athletics will never be the same.
Amazing.
Our elite voice of the day presented by PAX Healthcare Elevated from at Bobo_Sarah on X, who said, when Mark Pope left, I know we all had a moment of shock and worry about what might come next for BYU.
Yep.
I don't think many of us imagine this kind of growth and confidence in the program so quickly, but it's awesome.
It's the right staff. It's the right NIL support. It's the right fan base. It's the right administration. It's all of it. It all matters. By the way, AJ mentioned
the nutritionist.
The nutritionist, the health, the strength and conditioning, the mental strength. AJ mentioned he liked the cheers at the football and basketball games. Like, you, The Rock, had an impact.
15,000 fans in the student section chanting, we won AJ. Makes a difference. Yep. Makes a huge difference. All right, today's Rise and Shout Out presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. this should come as a surprise to nobody.
AJ DeBonsa, his family, the BYU staff, Cougar Nation administration, board of trustees, everybody associated with BYU. This is a great day. Enjoy it.
Holy cow.
Congratulations.
Our thanks to today's guests from 24/7 Sports, Adam Finkelstein and Travis Branham, who brought great insight.
Sorry to Dennis Pitt. I love Dennis, but he was not a number one recruit.
Close.
The walk-on.
For Jerem, I'm Spencer. Shout out to Devin and Mark Durant. We'll see you tomorrow on BYU Sports Nation. We're talking hoops! Go Cougs.